Elsewhere, Uganda National Examinations Board, UNEB, has set June 30th as the deadline for normal registration of candidates for PLE, UCE and USCE examinations, warning that late registration will attract penalties. UNEB Executive Secretary Dan Odongo says late registration will attract a surcharge of 100% for PLE and 50% for UCE and USCE. The examination registration fees for privately sponsored candidates remain unchanged at 34,000 shillings for PLE, 164,000 shillings for UCE and 186,000 shillings for USCE. Speaking at the Uganda Media Center in the capital Kampala, he said UNEB will take strict action against schools and individuals involved in charging unauthorized fees or mismanaging registration funds.
To make sure that all UNEB registration fees are remitted and that students are duly registered for the examination. Anyone who fails to do so also commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding 2,000 currency points or 40 million shillings or a term of imprisonment not exceeding 10 years or both. And this is provided for in Section 32 of the UNEB Act. Such persons will also be required to refund the monies that they have collected and misappropriated.
Odongo urged parents and members of the public charged excessive fees to report the matter to police. UNEB has also banned the use of erasable pens in national examinations, saying they can facilitate malpractice.
Schools are acquiring these types of pens for their candidates. There are two problems with this. One is that with the time, the ink will fade off. We have had cases where by the time we are marking the scripts, the handwritings of the candidates can hardly be read because the ink has faded. Secondly, it is now an avenue for malpractice, where candidates can rub off whatever they have written earlier on and substitute with answers that have been given to them during the examination. So the board announces that the use of these erasable pens is banned.
The examinations body has further threatened to withdraw examination center status from schools whose officials are convicted of charging fees not approved by UNEB.